On a wickedly cold evening outside, we say good evening from the warm confines of the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers get set to do battle in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest 9-11 overall, 3-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Mount Marty Lancers are 9-11 overall as well, and 1-10 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. These two teams met once already this year, with Dort College prevailing. We'll take a closer look at that matchup, which happened what seems a lifetime ago, back in November before Thanksgiving. And we'll also take a look at how both of these teams have arrived at this point in the season, and injuries have played a significant part in the story for both of these teams so far this year. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action courtside for tonight's twin bill between the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. The Mount Marty Lancers warming up to my right in their Navy uniforms, while the Dort College Defenders also out of the locker room for their final preparations for tonight's 40-minute contest in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Well, let's take a short break, and we'll be back checking in with Coach Craig Steensma on the matchup for tonight's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders prepare to take on the Mount Marty Lancers. Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Coach, your team coming off a road loss on Saturday, and no better way to bounce back than get back home and play a game against a team that you're fighting for a tournament spot with here as we get into the second half of the conference season.
Right. You know, Mount Marty is obviously fighting for what they want, one of the last spots in the conference tournament, same as us, and so... You know, it'll be a fight tonight, and Mount Marty always brings a lot of energy and attacks the basket really hard and makes things tough for you.
Last time you played them, I believe it was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Seems like a lifetime ago already. Mount Marty, what do they do? What challenges do they present this evening?
Well, they're with their guards, they do a dribble drive motion where they just try to get fouled. They try to attack the basket as hard as they possibly can with their head down. And so we have to be ready for that. We have to be able to keep them out of our lane. We have to be able to switch when we need to, and we have to just do a great job defensively, I think, will help us more than anything else.
Advantages you have tonight?
I think in the post we'll have an advantage, and also just I think our depth is better, you know, so we'll try to make use of our bench, and hopefully defensively we can get them in an up-tempo game.
God is an art.
The Mount Marty women under head coach Tom Schlimgen are 1-10 in the GPAC this season. The Lancers are 2-2 in their last four games, with wins over Dakota State and Presentation. Losses to Dakota Wesleyan and Midland. The win for Mount Marty in conference play is a 78-63 win over Nebraska Wesleyan, played on January 4. And the only loss for the Lancers in non-conference play is to the College of St. Mary. The Lancers are averaging 74.9 points per game. They allow 70.8 points per contest. The Yankton, South Dakota-based team is converting 41.3% of its field goals, and opponents are making 41.4%. Lancers are getting out rebound at 38.2 to 38.3. Mount Marty is led by Raquel Sotera with a 13.3 points per game average. She's getting 7.4 rebounds per game, and Logan Wagner has a 12 points per game average to go with 2.6 rebounds, and she averages 2 assists per game. Kieran O'Malley completes the double-figure scoring for Mount Marty with an 11.7 points per game average. Holly Hagee is converting 9.1 points per game with 3.6 rebounds. Cassidy Gebhardt and Kelsey Schmidt score 8.6 and 8.4 points per game respectively. Gebhardt tops the team with over 4 assists per outing. The Defender women are 9-11 this season, 3-9 in the GPAC. The Defenders have lost 2 games in a row and are 2-5 since the Christmas break. The Defenders are averaging 71.3 points per game and allow 72.1 points per outing. Dort is converting 41.6% of its field goals and allow 39.1% success for opponents. Dort has been out-rebounded on average this season 39.4 to 37.8, and they have committed 369 turnovers through 20 games while forcing 344. Van Dyke's scoring average is 13.2 points per game. That's Kara Van Dyke. She has a team-high 7.4 rebounds per game. Van Dyke has converted 45.8% of her field goal tries. Kayla Brookice is scoring at an 11.3 points per game clip and takes down 4.1 rebounds per game. She converts just over 50% of her field goals, and she has made 24 three-pointers this season. That's second to Danelle Bones, 36. Jamie Cook has a 10.3 points per game average with 5.7 rebounds per outing. Bone is scoring 8.3 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus is at 6.2 points per outing. The Lancers lost to Midland in women's basketball 77-58 on Saturday after trailing 42-28. Satara scored 15 points in the loss, while Logan Wagner had 10. Allison DeCam also had 10 with 9 rebounds. Mount Marty had a slight 32-31 rebounding edge. The Defender women trail this series 46-26. Dort College won the game in November, played in Yankton 68-59. Mount Marty was up 33-31 at halftime, but the Defenders had a 37-26 second-half advantage. Kieran Dyke and Jamie Cook both had 14 points. Elise Marish added 12. Kieran O'Malley scored 15. Satara had 12 with 9 rebounds. The Defender women lost a 67-62 decision to Doan on Saturday. Caravan Dyke scored 19 and grabbed 7 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus added 13 points. Danelle Bone chipped in with 9. Doan had a 47-29 rebounding advantage. Taking a look then at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Mount Marty, under coach Tom Schlimgen, the Mount Marty Lancers will start number 3, Cassidy Gebhardt, a 5'6 sophomore from Elkton, South Dakota, averaging 8.6 points per game. Logan Wagner is a 5'7 freshman from Parkston, South Dakota, averaging 12 points per game. Number 30 is Raquel Satara. Satara, 13.3 points per game average. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Tabor, South Dakota. Number 32 is Kelsey Schmidt, a 5'7 junior from Mount Vernon, South Dakota, averaging 8.4 points per game. And number 33 is Allison DeCam. DeCam is a 6'1 senior from Castlewood, South Dakota, averaging 8 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.3 points per game. Number 11 is Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa. She averages 6.2 points per contest. Danelle Bone wears number 15. She's a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 8.3 points per game. We have a slight change to the starting lineup that we've been seeing over the past couple of weeks as well. Number 45, Jamie Cook, will be inserted into the starting lineup. She's a 6'1 senior from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 10.3 points per game. And number 31 is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke is a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 13.2 points per game. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. He is assisted by Nick Johnson and Matt Vandekamp and Bo Bohr. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, opening tip from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Our officials for tonight's contest, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Dave Bryant, Bob Morrison, and Jeremy McHugh, calling the infractions this evening, the balls and strikes, if you will. Pass goes out front with a basketball, right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Cook. Cook on the elbow, cutter, Brookice lay in, good. Kayla Brookice with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders lead 2-0. 2-0, our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me on a cold night outside. Mount Marty on the drive with the left hand, laying it up, laying it down is Satara. Satara ties it up at 2-2. And the Dort College Defenders, it's tied up 2-2. And shooting a free throw will be Raquel Satara. Free throw is up and through for Satara. And the Dort College Defenders come back the other way. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Van Dyke back out front to Bone. Bone gives it up to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice with it on the wing. Looking down low for Van Dyke. Ball is tipped out. Taken by Cook. Cook out front. She passes left side Brookice. Brookice gives it up. Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it down on the block. Van Dyke is fouled on the play. A foul on the other end was called on Kayla Brookice. Foul on Mount Marty called on Raquel Satara. Dort College throwing the ball in. Fresh 30 to work with. With it on the right side is Cook. Cook on the left elbow. She passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice feeds it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by the Lancers. Lancers up and running with the basketball. Right side is Schmidt. Schmidt feeds it down low. With the basketball is DeCam. DeCam on the block. DeCam looking for someone to pass to. Passes it back over to Schmidt. Schmidt on the right wing. Schmidt passes back over to Wagner. Wagner moves inside. Her layup is good. Wagner with a 2-point basket. And the Lancers lead it 5-2 by virtue of the 3-point play. And now a layup. Pass goes left side to Danelle Bone. Bone with a basketball on the left wing. She comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus driving right side. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Cook. Cook left side Bone. Bone lobs it down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns, puts it on the floor. It's loose. Picked up by Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. 4 to shoot. They give it to Cook. Cook facing up. She'll put it up short. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers coming up with the basketball. They pass it over to Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. Gebhardt will bring it across the timeline. Pass goes down low, but the basketball is DeCam. DeCam jumper is good. DeCam with the two-point basket makes it 7-2. 7-2 with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus over to Bone. Bone gives it up Brookice. Brookice with it on the right wing. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice passes it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice on the left elbow. Comes back over to Cook. Cook out front. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke will let fly with a three. Her rainbow is good. Three-point basket by Kara Van Dyke makes it 7-5. 7-5 our score. 7-5 the score. With it out front, Mount Marty. Three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook for the basketball. Cook gets it ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke for the basketball, feeds it down low. Right side with it is Bone. Bone lost it, and it's picked up by Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way. Lancers bringing the basketball. This is Cassidy Gebhardt. 17 minutes left to go in the first half. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side over to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone comes back over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up. Cook. Cook lob pass down low for Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Van Dyke is fouled on the play with 16:34 remaining in the first half. Dort College trails 7-5. Throwing the ball in will be Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone with the basketball. She passes the right side, Brookice. Brookice feeds it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke moves baseline, spins into the lane with the right hand. From the left, when the spin the opposite way is good. Van Dyke ties it up at 7-7 with 16:15 remaining in this first half. Coming back with the basketball is DeCam. DeCam on the right elbow. DeCam gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball. Schmidt passes it over to Wagner. Wagner driving in. Her lay-in no good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. She passes right side. They give it up to Brookice. Brookice into the lane. Loses it. Cook. Cook driving the lane with the right hand. Cook. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. She makes it 9-7. 9-7 our score. Bringing the basketball up, Lancers. Gebhardt. Gebhardt in between the circles. She passes left side over to Wagner. Wagner feeds it left side to DeCam. DeCam at the free throw line. Her jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Pass left side back over to Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the ball. Gebhardt on the right side with it. This is Wagner. Wagner feeds it down low. Shot no good. And coming back the other way, Dort College. That was Cheyenne Lamley, unable to finish it. With the basketball out front is Brookice. Brookice, left wing. This is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gives it up to Cook. And a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. And that's going to be a foul on Brookice. That's number two on her. 9-7 our score. And the Dort College defenders will set up full court pressure defense. And with the basketball, the Lancers. Lancers will bring it up. Holly Hagee. Hagee passes it to Bone. Bone with the steal and the lay-in. Two-point basket for Danelle Bone. Bone makes it 11-7. 14:35 left to play. First half. With it on the right side, Lancers. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it on the right wing. Gebhardt back over to Lamley. Lamley back to Gebhardt. Gebhardt is fouled on the play by Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma is whistled for the personal. That's her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Mount Marty basketball. 11-7 our score. Dort College in front by four. 14-15 remaining first half. Lancers have it tipped away. Coming up with it is Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball across the timeline. Blunt back over to Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma feeds it high post, Micah Hulst. Hulst on the left elbow. Backdoor cut, Blunt. Blunt with the shot, no good, but she is fouled on the play. Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line where she will try to convert. It's been a rough season from the charity stripe for Blunt. And the Dort College defenders will be shooting free throws when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Robin Blunt to shoot free throws. First free throw on the way for the sophomore from St. Paul, Minnesota is up and through. She's got another one coming, trying to extend the lead to six. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. And Blunt makes one of two. Blunt this season now 4-for-16 from the charity stripe, so that one for two, a little bit better than her season average. Logan Wagner with the basketball. She passes left side over to Hagee. Hagee on the elbow. Hagee gives it up. Drive into the lane, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. So Cruz picks up her first personal with a basketball on the right side. Gebhardt. Gebhardt looking down low. Gebhardt throws it away, intended for Holly Hagee. Dort College gets the ball back, leading by five and looking to build. 13:28 left to play, first half. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, junior varsity games. The game played here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, won out by the men's JV team. Pass comes back over, left side shot no good by Emily Newman. Unable to finish inside and coming away with it, the Lancers. Lancers with a rebound, walking it up is Cassidy Gebhardt. Lancers have gotten a little more deliberate than the last time we saw them. Running half-court set and hedging on the screen for Dort College was Micah Hulst, and Hulst commits the personal foul. Got that leg out there just a little bit too far. It's foul number one called on Micah Hulst. And the Dort College defenders will defend the inbounds pass on the sideline. Hulst checks out. Van Dyke and Cook are back in along with Jelsma Blunt and Cruz remaining on the floor. Inbound pass comes to Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. She passes right elbow to DeCam. DeCam with it. DeCam comes back over to Schmidt. Schmidt, jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt up the right side over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz into the lane. Her shot is up and good off of the glass. Two-point basket for Kim Cruz, and the Dort College defenders lead it 14-7. Bringing the basketball up is Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it. Gebhardt, left side. Comes to Hagee. Hagee looking, and Hagee pinned on the baseline. Has it throws it off of a Dort College player. Out of bounds, it'll be Mount Marty basketball. Lancers to throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hagee to trigger it. Ball is inbounded. This is one of five Great Plains Athletic Conference doubleheaders happening this evening. Some pretty good matchups across the conference as we get into the second half of play. Should be an interesting second half of basketball. Out front, three-pointer on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by the Dort College defenders off the missed three by Kelsey Schmidt, and a foul called in the backcourt against Mount Marty and Cheyenne Lamley. Lamley whistled for the personal foul. Well, this Mount Marty team riddled with injuries as well this season. They have several players not in uniform tonight. Kieran O'Malley not in uniform. Erica Dreckman, Kelly Curtis not playing tonight. Also not playing, Haley Freilich and Kelly Amundson. Jessica Jelsma gets a seam to the lane to the hoop. Her layup no good through the lane, but she is fouled on the play. We'll get the indication from our official, Dave Bryant, who that foul is on, and they will charge it to Holly Hagee. Hagee whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number five already. Both teams with five fouls here in this half. First free throw in and out, no good for Jess Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma with two free throws. She misses the first one. See if she can come up with a made free throw here. Coming up at halftime of our women's contest, we will have an interview with Kara Van Dyke. Sam Ekstrom. Conducted with Kara Van Dyke. Sam Ekstrom, student assistant, working with me the past several years. He's a senior as well. He's going to be sorely missed. But he's picking up those interviews of those senior players. Jumper from the top of the key, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball, head full of steam. She doesn't have the numbers. She stops on the free throw line. Over to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Jamie Cook drives in, right hand layup, good. Jamie Cook playing with that heavily bandaged right hand. She's got a broken bone in her right hand and near the base of her pinky, right near that knuckle. And she's playing with it heavily bandaged and taped together with the ring finger. She's able to get that short shot to go. Shot in the lane is no good, but a foul on the play. And I believe that's going to go on Kim Cruz. I'm not positive. We'll wait. It's going to go on number 35, and that is indeed on Kim Cruz. The freshman from Hull picks up foul number 2, team foul number 6 on the defenders, 11:13 remaining. So free throws on the way for Holly Heggie. First free throw is good for Heggie. She's got another one coming. Dort College leads it 17-8, pending the free throw. A second free throw coming. Second free throw is up and good as well. Heggie makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders lead 17-9. Jelsma passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice gives into the corner. Cook. Cook over to Bone. Bone tries to feed it right side over to Jelsma. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the Dort College defenders inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in is Brookice into the corner. Bone. Bone swings it back to Brookice. Inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside Bone. Bone. Brookice. Brookice looking down low. She feeds it Van Dyke. Kick out pass. Bone. Bone. Three. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped out. Saved by Jamie Cook. Fires it out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side. Jelsma. Jelsma to the cutter. Van Dyke. Van Dyke rolls it up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Bone. Bone. High post. Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side. Back over to Bone. And we've got a foul on the play. Called on the Dort College defenders and Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for personal foul number 1. That is team foul number 7 on the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 10:37 remaining in this first half. Dort College on defense with the basketball is Gebhardt. Gebhardt on the right elbow. Gebhardt feeds it back outside Satara. Satara's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook passes it ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone. Bone on the right baseline. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook back over to Brookice. Brookice driving left side. Nothing there. She pivots on the baseline. Gets it back outside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Left side it goes Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Cook. Cook back over to Bone. Bone back to Cook. Cook will fire up the three, and she hit it. Jamie Cook with the three-point basket. She's got 7, and the defenders lead 20-9, their biggest lead of the basketball game. So the Dort College defenders with the lead, and here come the Lancers trying to cut into the 11-point difference, and we've got a carry called on the Lancers and Holly Heggie. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With it out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets a screen. She drives right side, too strong off of the glass. Rebound controlled by Jamie Cook. Cook fires it outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke rainbow, pot of gold. Three-point basket by Kara Van Dyke as she finds the three-pointer at the end of that rainbow shot. And the Dort College defenders lead at 23-9. And there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it on the right wing. Gebhardt comes back over to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball out front. Comes back right side with the ball. Wagner. Wagner pass through the lane is kicked by Jamie Cook. Reset the shot clock to 15. And with 9:01 left to go in the first half, Door College playing with a 14-point lead at 23-9. Let's see if the defenders can finish this half well and maintain a double-digit lead into the halftime. Pass went into the post. And it was Allison DeCam tied up almost immediately by the Dort College defenders. I believe that was Jamie Cook who got her mitts on that basketball. DeCam, spin move into lane. Her short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, and she tries for the outlet pass over to Brookice. And Brookice did not see it. Almost hit Brookice on her way up the floor, but she was not looking for that basketball, and it goes out of bounds directly to my right. Not a little space in between the scorer's table and the Dort College bench area where that ball goes out of bounds. Shot on the way, three-pointer is good for Mount Marty and Holly Hagee. Hagee with 2 points, three points on that bucket, five for the night. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-12. 23-12, our score. Out front with it is Skelhas. Skelhas puts it on the floor a couple times. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up to Cook. Cook with it on the left side. Ball deflected out, picked up by Mount Marty, and Lancers are trying to cut into the lead. Lancers with it, left side Wagner. Wagner driving in. Brookice got tangled up with Wagner, and Wagner hits the floor, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. A lot of contact that time. No call made other than the ball going out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. Dort College with the basketball. They give it up high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins, right elbow, thinks about the 17-footer, instead goes over to Bone. Bone with the basketball, gives it to Cook. Jamie Cook into the lane, thought she was going to hook it up. Instead, fires it outside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke baseline jumper, not good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancers with it, Wagner. Wagner with the basketball, pull-up jumper from 12 is good. Mount Marty has scored the last 5 points. They trail 23-14. So what was a 14-point lead is now a 9-point advantage. With the basketball, Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhas. Skelhas, left side, Cook. Cook with the basketball, out front, Bone. Bone, right side, Brookice. Three-pointer on the way, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Coming up with that one-bounce rebound was Schmidt. Schmidt gives it to Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. Gebhardt in between the circles out front. She passes right side to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball. DeCam back over to Gebhardt. Gebhardt down to the baseline. And she slips. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. .657 left to play in this first half. Dort College 23, Mount Marty 14. Mount Marty on a 5-0 run. Lancers throw the ball in to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball to Schmidt. Schmidt, three, left it short, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Mount Marty wanted a block shot on the play, as that shot was well short. But the officials saying no one saw a blocked shot or a Dort College touch. And the defenders will bring the basketball up. With it out front is Skelhas. Skelhas, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right elbow. Van Dyke actually beyond the three-point line. Comes over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Looking down low for Van Dyke. Settles for Bone on the perimeter. Back inside it goes Van Dyke. Turnaround on the baseline. Her shot is up and down. Kara Van Dyke with 10 points. And the Dort College defenders lead at 25-14. Defenders coming back the other way with it. Gebhardt. Gebhardt out front. She passes to Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball. Schmidt to Wagner. Wagner with it. Wagner picks up her dribble. Comes back over to DeCam. DeCam with it. Right side. Cetera. Cetera backing her way in. Shot is up. No good. But a foul called on the play against Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number one on, foul number one on Van Dyke. Team foul number eight on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Satara. Satara shooting a pair. First one is good. Another one on the way, trying to trim it back to a 9-point ball game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Satara makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 9 at 25-16. Left side pass, Cook. Cook backing her way in, and she's called for traveling. Steps on Jamie Cook. Dort College turns it over. Mount Marty basketball. Logan Wagner to trigger it. Wagner brings the ball up. She passes left side over to Satara. Satara passes middle of the floor. Wagner. Wagner backing her way across half court. Wagner passes left side to Veldkamp. Danae Veldkamp, 5'7 freshman from Sioux Falls, coming off of the bench for Mount Marty. She passes out front. This is a three-pointer up and down for Wagner. Logan Wagner with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College lead is 6 at 25-19. It was 14 earlier in the half. Dort College up at 1 point, 23-9. Robin Blunt goes right side, Skelhas. Skelhas back over to Cook. Cook will put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Emily Newman checks into the ballgame. Kim Cruz checks in. Checking out, Kara Van Dyke. Also checking out of the ballgame is Danelle Bone. They get the ball inbounded. With it out front is Robin Blunt. Blunt passes right side Newman, and Blunt is fouled on the play. That's team foul number 6 on the Lancers. So no bonus yet for the defenders. Dort College inbounding. With it right side. Over to Newman. Newman. Comes back to Blunt. Blunt left-handed layup is no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Allison DeCam, I believe. And free throws coming for Robin Blunt. Blunt to shoot a pair. She's 1-for-2 so far this evening. So two free throws on the way for the sophomore. First one is off the mark, no good. She's from St. Paul, Minnesota, is Robin Blunt. Second free throw on the way for Blunt is up, and that one's good. So Robin Blunt makes 1-of-2. 2-for-4 for the ball game. And the defenders reestablish a 7-point lead at 26-19. Full court press by the defenders pays dividends. Jelsma with the basketball tries to drive in, and it's tapped away by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Mount Marty to throw the ball in. I beg your pardon, Dort College to throw the ball in. Mount Marty on defense. Throwing it in is Kim Cruz. So a timeout charged to the Dort College defenders with 4:38 remaining. They'll use their first timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College basketball. After they called a timeout while they were having some trouble with getting the ball inbounded, they get it down low to Micah Hulst. Hulst backing her way in with a right hand. Her shot no good, but Micah Hulst is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way. Micah Hulst to shoot a pair. Hulst this evening, scoreless so far, 4.5 points per game average. First free throw, no good. She'll go to the free throw line for another attempt. 26-19, Dort College up by 7. Hulse second free throw, no good. Dort College not shooting free throws well here in the first half. By my count, they are 3-for-8. Lancer basketball, Wagner. Wagner gives it up to Cam. DeCam with it on the right side, Schmidt. Schmidt shot blocked, but a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt. Blunt commits the personal. Schmidt will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. .407 remaining, and they will issue that foul to Robin Blunt. 26-20 our score after the first free throw is good by Schmidt. She's got another one coming. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 26-21, Door College by five. Mount Marty has whittled the 14-point lead down to five. Down to the baseline is Kim Cruz. Cruz with it out front. It goes to Jelsma. Jelsma drives in with a left hand. Her layup, no good. She's called for traveling. Travel violation called on the defenders. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor to go. Holly Hagee to trigger it. Hagee gets it into Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. Gebhardt will bring it up for the Lancers, and she has it tapped away. Van Dyke, Skelhaas, Cook are in. Holst, Jelsma, and I'm not sure who else checked out. Newman, probably. Emily Newman checks out of the ballgame. 3:50 remaining, first half. Lancers bringing it up. Gebhardt. Gebhardt with a basketball across half court. Lancers can cut into what was a 14-point lead. It's now 5, 26-21. Out front with it is Hagee. Hagee on the left side, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it on the left wing. Gebhardt drives in with a left hand. Shot is good. Cassidy Gebhardt with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 26-23. Dort College was up at 1 point. 23-9. They've been outscored 14-3 since then. Right side pass, Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front. It goes to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball down to the baseline. Brookice. Brookice inside to Cook. Cook double team, fires it back outside, 9 seconds on the shot clock. And Jasmine Skelhaas tries to dive for it near midcourt to keep it from going into the backcourt for a violation. She's unable to do so. The ball goes out of bounds on the sideline. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Coach Craig Steensma lobbying for a foul call, and I can't blame him as Jamie Cook, they doubled down really hard on Cook that time, jarred the ball loose. With it is Lamley. Lamley, right side, three on the way, no good, by Hagee. Hagee misses everything. It'll be Dort College basketball back, 26-23, Mount Marty, down by three, Dort College with a basketball. So Mount Marty shoots for the tie and misses on that attempt. Skelhaas passes, and we've got a foul called away from the ball on Kayla Brookice. Brookice has just picked up her third. Robin Blunt will check into the ball game. So Blunt will check in. Also checking in is DeCam. .244 left to play, first half. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt in between the circles. She comes right side, DeCam. DeCam on the right elbow. Goes back over to Satara. Satara's shot, fired it up, partially blocked. Pass into the lane. With the basketball is Hagee. Hagee fires it outside. And tying it up with a three-point basket is Kelsey Schmidt. 26-26 our score. 2:16 left to go in the first half. It's our first tie since it was 7-7 with 16:15 remaining in the first half. Robin Blunt picks up her dribble. Passes right side Skelhaas. Skelhaas looking down low. Jamie Cook. Cook fires it off with a glass. Good. Jamie Cook able to turn and bowl her away to the basket. Dort College reestablishes a two-point lead at 28-26. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt out front with it. Gebhardt driving hard with the left hand. Gebhardt loses the advantage. Kick it back out for the lead. Three-pointer by Schmidt. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it at the free throw line. She's going to keep her dribble alive. Picks it up on the left elbow. Back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz, three, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by the Lancers. Lancer basketball. They lost it. Jamie Cook stripped it free on the rebound. Comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas, three, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers, and the Lancers will walk it up back the other way. 1:10 remaining in the first half. Dort College 28, Mount Marty 26. Cassidy Gebhardt drives in, throws herself into the lane, can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Kara Van Dyke, and that's number two on her. 1:02 remaining. And I believe Dort College is going to elect for the final minute and 2 seconds to take Van Dyke off of the floor, not risk her picking up her third foul here. Bowen is into the ballgame, checking out Kim Cruz. Van Dyke and Cruz check out. Newman and Blunt on the floor, along with Cook, Skelhas, and Bowen. Left-handed free throw is up and good. So one of two free throws that time for the Lancers. Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt makes one of two. Dort College leads, 28-27. Right side, Cook. Cook back over to Bone. 20 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock. Jasmine Skelhas takes a dribble to her right. She puts up a three and hit it. Jasmine Skelhas with her first basket this evening. Dort College leads 31-27, 38 on the game clock, 22 on the shot clock. Right side with it is Wagner. Wagner will drive the lane, nothing there. Picks up her dribble at the free throw line. Comes back outside DeCam. DeCam to Gebhardt. Gebhardt lob pass over the top, too strong, and it's saved in right into the breadbasket for Skelhas. Skelhas, right side, Blunt. Blunt with a head full of steam, back over to Bone. 13 to shoot for the defenders. And they'll hold for the final shot. 4-point advantage for Dort College. 7 now. 6. Skelhas in between the circles. Passes to Newman. Newman down on the block. Back over to Cook. Cook shot. A 3-pointer at the buzzer is good. Jamie Cook with the 3-point basket at the buzzer. And the Dort College defenders pull away to a 7-point halftime lead. 34-27. So Dort College, after relinquishing a 14-point lead, Mount Marty came all the way back to tie it up at 26-26. And from that 2:16 mark where it was tied, Dort College outscores Mount Marty 8-1 to take a 7-point lead into the locker room at 34-27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Halftime numbers look like this. The Dort College defenders, 13 of 24 from the floor, 54%, 5 of 10 on threes, 50%, 3 of 8 on free throws, 37.5%. For the Lancers, they are 8 of 22 from the floor, 36.4%, 3 of 12 on threes, 25%, 8 for 9 on free throws, 88.9%. Dort College has out-rebounded Mount Marty, 16 to 11 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Dort College 9, Mount Marty had 8. Dort College was led in scoring by Jamie Cook with 12 points. She was 5 of 7 from the floor, 2 for 3 on 3-pointers. Kara Van Dyke, 10 points. 3 points for Jasmine Skelhas, 2 each for Robin Blunt, Kim Cruz, and Kayla Brookice. Danelle Bowen also with 2, and Jessica Jelsma credited with 1 on a free throw. For the Lancers, they were led by Logan Wagner with 7 points, 5 each for Raquel Cetera and Kelsey Schmidt. 5 for Holly Hagee off of the bench, 2 for Allison DeCam, 3 for Cassidy Gebhardt. Jamie Cook had 4 rebounds for the defenders in the first half, 2 for Kara Van Dyke, no one else with more than 1. For Mount Marty, 3 rebounds for Cheyenne Lamley, 2 each for Raquel Cetera, Kelsey Schmidt, and Allison DeCam. 4 different players have 1 assist each for the defenders. I beg your pardon. 4 players have 1 assist each for the Lancers. Dort College is led by Jamie Cook with 3 assists. 2 steals for Robin Blunt. 3 other players with 1 steal each for the defenders. Mount Marty credited with 2 steals. 1 player each. 2 players with 1 steal each on the Mount Marty side of the ledger. 34-27, Dort College by 7 at halftime. We'll check in with halftime scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Our first order of business, though, when we come back from our break, we'll be checking in with Sam Ekstrom. And he'll be visiting with Caravan Dyke. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Sam Ekstrom here with Dort basketball player and senior Kara Van Dyke. Kara, it's been a great ride with you and your senior teammates over these past few years. Can you talk about your relationship with your teammates?
Yeah, these past 4 years have been a lot of fun getting to know the girls, spending a lot of time either in practice or on road trips or in games with them. It's a great bunch of girls, and I just really appreciate all of them.
And you have an especially close relationship with Kayla Brookheis, who you grew up with. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, coming into Dort, knowing she was going to be here was kind of a relief, knowing I knew someone here. And then we've gotten closer throughout the years, and playing basketball for at least 8 years together has been a lot of fun. She's a great player.
You've had a lot of accomplishments in your 4 years at Dort, including scoring 1,000 points earlier this season, and you're going to finish in the top 10 probably in all-time scoring in Dort College history. Can you talk about some of those individual accomplishments, and is that something you'll be proud of years down the road?
Yeah, down the road I think I'll definitely look back and be proud of what I've done, but as like right now I'm not thinking about a whole lot. Just take each game as it is.
Now, do you feel like your team is really engaged right now? You're playing a lot of GPAC opponents. Do you think that's really going to strengthen you, having so many tough games as you go down the stretch in the season?
Yeah, we know that each game is super important, and we know that we can compete against every team out there, so we got to take each game at a time and just knock them off one by one.
Kara, you're graduating in May. Can you talk a little bit about what your plans are for the future?
All right, I'll be graduating with a major in sports management and general business. As of right now, I don't have any plans for jobs, but hoping to line something up, some way, maybe marketing with a sports team or becoming a coach someday. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks so much for your time, Kara. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Halftime scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in women's basketball. Concordia leads Hastings at Hastings, 42-37. Dort College leads Mount Marty here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, 34-27. Midland over Doan at halftime in Crete, 37-34. Morningside leading Northwestern in Sioux City, 42-38. And it is Dakota Wesleyan holding on for a 9-point lead over Briar Cliff at halftime, 35-26. That is at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Standings heading into play tonight. Northwestern 10-0, number one in the country in last week's poll, number two this week. Concordia 10-2, Hastings is 9-2, Midland is 7-4, Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan are both 6-4, Briar Cliff is 5-6. Doan and Dort are 3-8 and 3-9 respectively. Mount Marty is 1-10, Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-11. Both Dort College basketball teams will step outside the Great Plains Athletic Conference for non-conference play on Saturday as they host Dakota State in non-conference basketball play here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with second half play from the DeWitt right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Ekman, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the communities since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College basketball, right side pass comes over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right side, drive to the hoop, cut off on the baseline. She fires it up from 10 feet, and she knocks it down. She's got 12. Dort College leads 36-27. Dort College in front. Kara Van Dyke closing in on 1,200 career points. She already passed Carla Galenzi earlier tonight. Shot short, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. She passed Carla Galenzi. She is now in seventh all-time in scoring. She has 1,184 points. Driving with the right hand is Cook. Cook unable to spin it in off the backboard. And the rebound is cleared out. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty driving in. Shot blocked by Skelhaus. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Skelhaus got the rare block shot on Gebhardt. Pass in to Brookheis. Brookheis playing with three personals. Backs it out. Sets it up. She passes it left side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Bone. Bone driving in. Kick out pass, Skelhaus. Skelhaus driving in. She puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty in the lane. Coming up with it is Sotera. Dort College leading by 9. Lancers have the basketball. Right side with it. They feed it back over onto the wing. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the front court. Right side pass, Bone. Bone gives it up, Brookice. Brookice right baseline. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus puts it on the floor, has it swiped away. And Logan Wagner comes up with it. Wagner with the steal. Wagner working against Brookice. Picks up her dribble. She feeds it out front to Cassidy Gebhardt. Gebhardt back to Wagner. Wagner right side, Schmidt. Schmidt with a basketball at the free throw line. She comes back over to DeCam. DeCam to Wagner. Wagner into the lane. Nothing there. Gebhardt, 8 to shoot. Spin move into lane, trying to back her way in. Kick out pass, 3 on the way. Missed, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Cook. Cook over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor. Jasmine in between the circles. She passes left side over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left side, about 10 feet up on the lane. Puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play. It's called against Raquel Sotera. Sotera picks up foul number 2. Free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, an 82% free throw shooter. She is shooting her first free throws of the evening. So the free throws on the way. Doing the honors will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. So a second free throw on the way for Van Dyke. Van Dyke makes the first one. Second one off the heel. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out by Cook. Dort College with a 10-point lead. They've led by as many as 14 tonight. With it out front is Cook. Cook over to Bone. Bone gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Mount Marty and Cheyenne Lamley. Lamley picks up foul number 2 as she was fighting for position down low with Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the upper hand that time. Kayla Brookice to throw it in. Gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus back over to Bone. Bone feeds it down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins back to the inside. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers coming away with the basketball. Gebhardt. Gebhardt across half court. Gebhardt with it on the left wing. Picks, you still has her dribble, working against Skelhaus. And Jasmine Skelhaus has whistled for the personal. She picks up foul number 1. Lancers to inbound the basketball. Wagner. Wagner gives it up to Cam. To Cam into the lane. Spins. Nothing there. Cross court pass comes back to Wagner. Wagner in the lane. Kick out pass, Gebhardt. Gebhardt, 3 off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Fires it back outside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus drives into the lane off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. Gebhardt in between the circles. Gebhardt back over to Schmidt. 16:30 remaining in the ballgame. Hesitation move off of the glass. Good. 2-point basket for DeCam. She's got 4, halfway to her season average of 9. Dort College leading by 8. 37-29 our score. 16:18 remaining. Skelhaus goes high post over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke looking. Kara Van Dyke puts it on the deck one time. Back over to Bone. Bone left side, Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cook. Cook into the lane, off of the glass, good. Jamie Cook with a 2-point basket. She's got 14, and the Dort College defenders lead 39-29. Jamie Cook tonight with 14 points. Well above her season average of 10.3 and her best offensive output in quite some time. With a basketball, Wagner. Wagner feeds it off left baseline, comes back out to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball on the right wing. DeCam working her way in. Comes back to Wagner. Wagner with the ball, and she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 15:33 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College 39, Mount Marty 29. Van Dyke to throw it in. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up. And this is Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Go high post. Cook. Cook with it on the left side. Brookice. Brookice, free throw line cut off. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it in between the circles. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Passes right side Bone. Bone Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline. Back outside Brookice. Eight to shoot. Comes inside Jelsma. Jelsma gets bailed out on the play as committing a foul is Danae Veldkamp. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Danelle Bone. So Bone to throw it in, gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke over to Jelsma. Jelsma comes back out front. Brookice. Brookice three. Good. Kayla Brookice with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 42-29. Dort College led by as many as 14 in the first half. Mount Marty whittled it down. Ball's down on the floor. Still loose. Brookice down on the floor after it, able to tap it away. And the Dort College defenders, with a 42-29 advantage, will play defense as Mount Marty will throw it in front of the Mount Marty bench to my left. Lancers throwing the ball in. They get it to Veldkamp. Veldkamp on the right side. Veldkamp gives it up to Lamley. Into the corner. Three-pointer is good for Raquel Sotera. Sotera with 8 points, and the Dort College lead is 10, 42-32. Pass intended for Micah Holst. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Dort College bringing the ball up. And the Lancers to set the offense. Down by 10. They pass high posted to Cam. To Cam, right side. Veldkamp. Veldkamp to Sotera. Sotera drives the lane, and Sotera is fouled on the play. Sotera will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is called on Micah Holst, and for Holst, that's number two. Team foul number two on the defenders in this half. So free throw coming for Sotera. Sotera with 8 points, averaging 13.3 points per game. She makes that one. She's got nine, and the defenders lead 42-33 pending the second free throw. Kara Van Dyke is out of the basketball game. Second free throw on the way for Sotera is up and good. 10 points for Sotera. Dort College leads 42-34. Jelsma into the front court. Kim Cruz on the right wing. Brookice on the left. They pass it to Brookice. Brookice gets a screen from Newman. Nothing there for Brookice, and we've got an illegal screen, I believe. Or was it a hold called on Mount Marty? It's going to be a hold called on Kelsey Schmidt. Schmidt whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number four. Dort College basketball right side, Cruz. Cruz on the wing, down low, Micah Holst. Holst, nothing there. Comes back outside to Brookice. Brookice feeds it down low, Holst. Holst off of the glass, good. Micah Holst with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 10, 44-34. Lancer basketball. Left side is Heggie. Heggie. Return pass, Sotera. Sotera drives in, and she is fouled on the play by Micah Holst. Holst picks up the personal, her third. And Raquel Sotera will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. She's 5 for 5 tonight from the charity stripe, now 6 for 6. She's got another one coming. Just followed on a three-point play, or for a old-fashioned three-point play in the first half. There she misses a free throw attempt, and now an offensive rebound for the Lancers, and a reach-in foul called on the defenders. That foul is going to go on Emily Newman, and that's her first. 44-35, Dort College by 9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Lancers inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Heggie. Heggie with it on the wing. Heggie comes back out to Sotera. Sotera right side, Schmidt. Schmidt to Veldkamp. Veldkamp with the basketball. Back over to Heggy. Into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt, right side, Newman. Newman, Robin Blunt. Blunt driving in. Blunt puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. And Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Blunt, 2 for 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. Let's see if she can cash in a couple here. Blunt averaging 1.8 points per game. Sophomore off guard. No good on the free throw. She's got another one on the way. Michael Hulse checks out. Jamie Cook checks in. Another free throw on the way for Robin Blunt. So Robin Blunt with a right hand. Flips it up. Shot no good. Too strong. And the rebound is controlled by Mount Marty. Mount Marty leads, trails, I should say, 44-35. 12:50 left to go in the ball game. Lancer basketball. They pass left side Gebhardt. Gebhardt down to the baseline, cut off there by Skelhaus. Returns back to the right elbow. Fires the pass out, intended for Satara, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Defenders by 9 and an opportunity to build on the lead. They've led by as many as 12 here in the second half. Pass goes inside Newman. Newman back outside Skelhaus. Skelhaus, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz off of the glass, unable to get it to go. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Satara, and a reach-in foul called on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for foul number 2. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. And the Dort College defenders will back it up and meet the Lancers at midcourt. Lancers by down by 9 with a basketball. Driving right side, Gebhardt. Gebhardt to Wagner. Wagner, 15-footer, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled. Here comes Dort College with a basketball. Skelhaus. Skelhaus across half court in between the circles. Skelhaus feeds it right side, Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline. Her shot up, no good. Wave it off, and she commits the charging foul. Robin Blunt whistled for the charge. And that's number 3 on her. 11:57 left to play in the game. Dort College 44, Mount Marty 35. Gebhardt bringing the basketball up for Mount Marty. Passes left side Satara. She sets and fires a 3. No good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt flips it over to Skelhaus. Jasmine up the floor, right side, Blunt. Blunt with the basketball down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back out front to Cruz. Cruz with the left hand, crosses over, spins into the lane, puts it up, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Lancers. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball across the timeline. Gebhardt feeds it down low, ball deflected out, picked up by Robin Blunt. Blunt ends up with it. Blunt will get the steal by default, right place, right time. Gets it over to Cook, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 9-point lead for the defenders. Defenders call the timeout. We've gone a while without a score, over 2 minutes by both these teams. Dort College throws it in. They get it in to Skelhaus. Last point came at the 13:27 mark on a free throw. And now Danelle Bone with a backdoor cut. Gets fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Logan Wagner. Wagner picks up the personal. That's her second. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers, so that is even. Dort College leads 45-35 after Bone hits the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Donnell with 3 points. This one's up and no good. So Bone misses the second free throw attempt, and here come the Lancers. 45-35, 11 minutes left to go in regulation. Lancer basketball, Gebhardt. Gebhardt goes over to Lamley. Lamley to Wagner. Wagner drives left side, nothing there. Comes back over to Gebhardt, 10 to shoot. Gebhardt will drive the lane with the left hand, strong move, good. She's got 5 points. Dort College leads 45-37 into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it up over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook, free throw line. to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Brookice swings it over the top. Back to Cook. Cook 17 feet straight on. Comes back over to Bone. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Van Dyke pops out to the perimeter to get it on the left wing. Looking down low for Cook. 7 seconds left. Cook, floater on the, Van Dyke, floater on the baseline, no good, and a foul called on the play against Caleb Brookice, I believe. And if that's on Brookice, it's number 4. And Caleb Brookice has just picked up her fourth personal with 10:13 remaining in this contest. A costly foul. I'd like to have that one back. Happened around 85 feet from the Mount Marty basket. And now 1-1 on the way for the Lancers in the form of Cheyenne Lamley. Lamley, 21 of 34 this season for 62%. She's shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So the lead is down to 7. Pending the second free throw as we approach the midpoint of the second half. This one's off the side of the iron, no good. And the defender lead is 7, 45-38. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaus. Out front, Cook. Cook left side over to Bone. Bone gives it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke posting up, spins to the left. Her shot is good. Silky soft by Kara Van Dyke. She's got 15. And the defenders lead by 9, 47-38. North College looking for a defensive stop. With it on the left side is Wagner. Wagner to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball. Crossover move. Drives in. Puts it up with the right hand. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jamie Cook, and I believe that's number 2 on Cook. 9:43 left to go in regulation. Dort College 47, Mount Marty 38. An opportunity here to cut in the lead with the clock stopped. And DeCam, a 65% free throw shooter, misses the first one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for DeCam. This one's up, and that one swishes through. DeCam makes 1 of 2. She's got 5 points, averaging 8 points per game this season. Dort College 47, Mount Marty 39. With it out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus testing the waters, nothing there. Van Dyke, they try to reverse it. Van Dyke wants it down low. They get it to Van Dyke down low. Her left-handed shot is good. She got the defender pinned on her hip. She wanted a ball reversal. Dort College was able to work it around. They got the ball reversal, and Van Dyke had the relatively easy basket. Steal by Van Dyke? No. It's tipped by Van Dyke. Coming away with the basketball is Bone. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Danelle to stop at the top of the key. She feeds right side Cruz. Cruz back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Skelhaus. Skelhaus back over to Cook. Cook, 3, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers down by 10 with the basketball to Mount Marty. Backdoor cut. Gebhardt looking for Wagner instead. Wagner comes out to the wing, gets it. She pulls the trigger from 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Lamley. Steal by Cook. Cook comes away with the basketball after it was passed through the lane. Jamie Cook looks down low. They've got a mismatch. Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking to pass it back out. Ball's loose. Cook comes up with it. Back over to Bone. Bone, 3, good. Danelle Bone with the 3-point basket. For Danelle, that is 6 points this evening. And the defenders lead by 13, 52-39. On the right side of the basketball is Schmidt. Schmidt gives it up to Cam. To Cam to Wagner. Wagner back out to Schmidt. Schmidt, round the horn they go. Gebhardt. Gebhardt, 3, good. Gebhardt answers with a 3-point basket of her own. She's got 8 points. And the Dort College lead is 10, 52-42. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 52-42. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Paul Ayerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. with the basketball out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus feeds it over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it underneath to Michael Halston. Halst threw it away. It's taken back, though, by Bone in the backcourt as she retreats. Bone flies into the lane. Her shot no good. There for the follow is Michael Halst. Halst with a putback, and the Dort College defenders lead by 12, 54 to 42. Dort College has led by as many as 14 tonight. Blocked shot by Halst. Rebound Halst. Coming back the other way is Skelhaus. Skelhaus passes over to Cruz. Cruz into the corner, Newman. Newman has to come up to the wing with the basketball. She comes over to Bone. Bone, left side, Newman. Newman down low to Halst. Halst travels with it as she fires it back out to the perimeter. Dort College will check Jessica Jelsma back into the game. Checking out is Skelhaus. 7:06 remaining in this contest. Dort College leads 54-42. With the basketball is Gebhardt. Gebhardt out front. She passes down to DeCam. DeCam, layup, good. DeCam with 7, and it's back to 10. 54-44. Dort College up by double digits. Left side, Cruz. Cruz, pull up on the baseline, good. Kim Cruz with a 2-point basket. She's got 4, and the Dort College defender lead is 56-44. Coming back the other way, Lancers. Gebhardt. Gebhardt to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. They give it up to DeCam. DeCam feeds it to Satara. Satara layup. Good. 13 for Satara. Dort College leads 56-46. 6:15 left to play in the game. Jelsma passes back over to Bone. Bone underneath. Halst. Bone. Cruz. Cruz thought about the three. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Cruz, Cruz, Bone, Bone, lobs it down low. Halst, Halst, fires it back out front. It's taken back by Logan Wagner. Wagner coming back the other way, hands it off. The layup for Holly Hagee. She's got 7. 56-48, Dort College by 8. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
You're invested.
Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Pass right side, Jamie Cook. Cook comes back over to Brookice. Brookice over the basketball. Brookice back over to Bone. Bone. Into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Jelsma. Jelsma has the reversal open. Instead, kicks back into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, just a two. A long two by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 19 points. And the defenders lead 58-48. 5:20 remaining in this contest. Lancers with the basketball. Dort College bidding for their fourth win in conference play. Jamie Cook with a steal after it was jarred loose. Kara Van Dyke up the floor with the basketball. They pass it over to Jelsma as we approach the five-minute mark of the second half. Back over to Cook. Cook floater, no good. Rebound tipped, and Van Dyke hits the floor hard, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Satara whistled for the personal, her fourth. Free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke in the form of a 1-1 opportunity. Satara commits her fourth personal. Van Dyke shooting the 1-1. Kara's free throw is up and through. She's got another one coming. 59-48, Dort College reestablishes an 11-point lead pending a free throw by Van Dyke. This one is up and good as well. So Van Dyke makes both free throws, and she's got 21 points. Dort College leads it 60-48. 4:55 and counting, ball game. Lancers have the basketball. Driving in is Satara. Satara fires it off of the glass, no good, lost her footing. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Skelhaus into the front court. Jasmine with the basketball. She passes right side. They look into the corner, Van Dyke. Cook reverses, left side, Brookice. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Satara. Satara up the floor with the basketball. Gebhardt. Gebhardt trying to trim into the 12-point lead. Shot on the way, Satara. Shot no good. And the long rebound taken away by Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner with it on the left wing. Wagner passes right side, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with it out front. Gebhardt comes to Cetera. Cetera, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball. Right side, it goes to Bone. Bone loses it. It's out of bounds. Last touch by, I believe, Door College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball, if I'm guessing correctly. But I'm not the man in stripes, and that's the way they'll go. I believe that probably is the correct call, and it will be the call that we go with, obviously. So Door College will back it up, play some defense. Door College trailing, leading 60-48. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Door College by a dozen. Lancer basketball. Wagner lobs it down low. Ball stepped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Lancer basketball, they throw it in. 15 to shoot for the Lancers, trailing by a dozen. Pass it down low, Cetera. Cetera wheels, her right-handed shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke double-teamed to the backcourt. She gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas up the floor with it. She passes left corner. Bone, Bone, three, got it. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. She's got nine, and the defender lead is 63-48. Biggest lead of the game for the defenders. 3:24 left to play in the game. Dort College had a 14-point lead in the first half. Lancers came back, tied it. Dort College went into halftime up seven. Now Dort College has built their lead all the way to 15. Lancers have been no closer than, I believe, six in the second half. Pass goes right side, Cruz. Cruz, bounce pass, Cook, reversal, Bone. Bone, another three. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Schmidt. 63-48, 2:50 and counting, ball game. Right side pass with the basketball is DeCam. DeCam looking. Might have traveled with it, and she did. Travel violation called on the Lancers. And the Dort College defenders. We'll set the offense with 2:30 and counting. Left side it goes Cruz. Cruz to Cook. Cook, Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around. Rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Wagner after Van Dyke missed on the turnaround from the left baseline about 10 feet out. Lancers backing their way in. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And free throws on the way for Gebhardt. Gebhardt will shoot a pair. She's got 8 points this evening. So Dort College enjoying a 15-point lead, their biggest lead of the ballgame at 63-48. Looks like Dort College will crawl back to within a game of 500 overall and will win their fourth game of the conference unless Mount Marty can cook up a comeback here. Gebhardt with 9 points, and the defender lead is 63-49. Another free throw on the way for the Lancers. This one's up and good. So the Lancers get a pair of free throws by Gebhardt. Dort College in the backcourt, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, left side, Cruz. Cruz stops, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball, down 13. Here they come, Gebhardt. Gebhardt with the basketball. Comes back to Hagee. Hagee, left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz to Skelhas. Skelhas will walk it up. Dort College will try to shorten the game up here. 1:47 left on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Left side pass, they go to Bone. Bone will let fly with an open three, and she hit it. Danelle Bone with her third three of the half. She's got 12 points this evening. Defenders lead 66-50. Coming up the other way with the basketball is Gebhardt. Gebhardt passes down to the baseline, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook up the floor with it, right side to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone over to Skelhas. 1:13 left to play in the game, 20 on the shot clock. Left side it goes. Bone, another open look at a three, and she hit it again. 4 3-pointers for Danelle Bone in the second half. 69-50, Dort College leading by 19. 69-50, our score. Dort College up. Lancer basketball, Wagner. Wagner passes left side to Hagee. Hagee looking for the bounce pass, gets it away to DeCam. DeCam layup, good. 69-52, Dort College by 17. Danelle Bone, hot hand this evening. 4 threes in the last little bit. Hasn't taken her long to mount up 15 points, 13 of them in the second half. And the defender lead is 69-52 with under a minute to go. 43.1 seconds remaining. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Lancers. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. We're at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College leading by 17, 69-52. Left side pass with the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Skelhas, Bone, Blunt out front. Robin Blount gets it back over to Skelhas. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Now 10, 22 on the game clock. With it out front is Bone. Bone looking for the pick and roll. She feeds it down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound, Mount Marty. 12 seconds left, and that's pretty much how this one's going to end. Dort College leads 69-52. Lancers coming back the other way. They'll attack the basket. Shot in the lane is good by the Lancers. So the Lancers cut it down to 69-54, and that's how it'll end. Dort College wins by 15, 69-54. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of our doubleheader, the Wireless World postgame wrap, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, and the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders victorious tonight, 69-54. The defender ladies get a much-needed win. They go to 10-11 overall, 4-9 in the GPAC. For the Lancers, they fall to 9-12 and 1-11. If Dort College wants to entertain thoughts of making the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament, this is obviously one you can't afford to let slip away, and they didn't. Dort College pushed out to a 14-point lead at 23-9. Mount Marty came back to tie it at 26-all with 2:16 left to go in the first half. Dort College rebounded to outscore Mount Marty over the final 2:16 of the first half. 8-1 for a 34-27 lead. Mount Marty trimmed the lead to 8 on several occasions, and they had it down to 7 at 45-38. Dort College pushed it to double digits at 49-39, and eventually it was a 12-point game at 60-48, and Dort College pushed out to the 15-point advantage, 69-54. Dort College led in scoring tonight by Kara Van Dyke unofficially with 19 points. I haven't had a chance to look at the official box score yet. For the Lancers, they were led by Raquel Cetera with 13 points. Well, before we get to our post-game interview with Coach Steensma and looks like Kayla Brookice has made her way out of the locker room as well. We'll be visiting with both of those here shortly on the Wireless World post-game wrap. Coach Greg Steensma grabs the microphone, and congratulations, Coach. Good win for your team. And as I said, if your team wants to make the postseason tournament, wants to play for a spot in that 6-7-8 area, this is one you had to win.
Yep, and the team knew, they were fully aware that this was a must-win for us, and it would really have, I think it would have been a deflating loss if we'd have lost it. You know, you don't want to speak in those terms for the team, but they knew what's at stake here, and it's a big boost to be able to play at home, and win a game at home is really good. So happy to gain back some momentum, to get a win, to get a GPAC win, feels good.
Yeah, things rolling. You got up 23-9 at one point, I believe. Mount Marty, to their credit, battled back. What got you out to that 14-point advantage at 23-9?
Defensive energy. You know, I thought good rebounding, and we can push the ball and attack them. And you know, Mount Marty's never going to quit. They're going to keep playing and keep shooting threes. And so I thought defensive energy and rebounding was important, but I also thought we had a lot of deep lane touches early in the game, and give Jamie Cook and Kara Van Dyke credit for that.
They crawled back into the game, actually tied it at 26-26 with under 3 minutes to go in the first half. What allowed them to get back in it?
I just think our mistakes, our miscues, and then fouls. We fouled them a bunch of times, and they made free throws. We didn't shoot the free throw that well tonight, but they did, and so I thought fouls was a big part of them, you know, stopping the clock, slowing the game, making shots, getting back in the game a little bit. And then they were able to hit a couple threes when we went zone. And that, you know, so we came right back out of it. But they're a very proficient three-point shooting team. And, yeah, I thought we did an excellent job of covering that tonight. And 54 points, Mike, I'll take that.
You closed that half on an 8-1 run. The buzzer beater by Jamie Cook made it a 7-point advantage. You got more offense out of Jamie this evening than you have in a little while.
Yeah, you know, we made a commitment now to start Jamie and play Jamie in the post. And, we just had a little talk and said, you know, Jamie, you need to play. You need to work and play, and we're going to try to see what she can do in the post from here on out. And, she's going to make turnovers with her hands. She's going to have fumbles and bobbles and stuff, but she also is going to provide a lot of a passing and other things that I feel as a coach we need at this point. So that's a decision we made to make that little switch, and it was successful for us tonight.
Second half, you're able to fight off every Mount Marty charge. I believe they got it to 7 at one point. Danelle Bone got hot late in the game. Ended up with 4 threes in that run to push it up to double digits, and you're able to coast in. Good to see Danelle hit some shots late.
Right. Danelle really, really carried us there in the second half, and she's such a capable shooter, and she has such a great attitude. I was just talking to her Monday in the weight room about the perseverance for her, and just going through applying for med school and having a lot of other things, being married. She does a great job of being a consistent practice player and also very, very consistent for us in games. And as you know, a three-point shooter is not going to make them every night, but she can really shoot it, and we'll take our chances with her and Kayla and Jasmine any night shooting the ball.
And we sometimes get caught up in our own little world, basketball, the athletic department, teams. Fans, we get caught up, and we think they've got nothing else to concentrate on. Here you're talking about a senior, a biology major, something like a 3.6 GPA. I don't think she'll mind me saying that. She's got bigger things coming up than basketball games, although we feel the basketball games and the team is very important. There's a few other things going on in these players' lives.
It is, and, you know, we have 6 great seniors, and they're all going to be really successful in life. But right now they just want to focus on basketball and, you know, win as many games as we can, but also do the things to help them prepare to be successful in life. And, you know, definitely Kayla, who's going to talk in a little bit here, and Danelle and the rest of the group, you know, they do that day in and day out, and it's really fun. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to coach them, and it's a joy and a blessing to be able to coach them.
Coach, I'll let you go. We'll get Kayla slid in over here, and we will talk to her. It looks like we might be down an undefeated team by the time tonight's over. Morningside leads Northwestern 84-79. This Saturday, we don't have to worry about conference play. You've just got to worry about a non-conference date with Saturday with Dakota State.
Right. Yep. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Craig Steensman will slide out. Kayla Brookice will slide over on the seat to my left. And Kayla, not that long ago, I believe we did this with volleyball. Tonight, basketball, good win for your team tonight, 69-54. Just seemed like a really strong effort by your team this evening.
Yeah, we've definitely been working very hard in practice and making sure we're focused and getting ready for every game. So it was really great to come out here and see all that hard work just pay off.
You got those three fouls in the first half. You were able to go quite a while without picking up number four in the second half. Do the fouls affect how you play defense, or were you able to, were they spaced out enough tonight that you didn't have to worry about it too much?
After I got my third foul, I knew I had to think about it a little bit more in defense. So I just made sure to play a little bit off, make sure I didn't put any hands on. I knew for my team to win that we all need to be in the game and be giving our best effort, so I just wanted to make sure I was helping out my team in any way.
You've been transitioning from volleyball. You joined the team around December 5, give or take a few days. When did you finally feel like you were hitting full stride with basketball?
I think it was actually in our California trip in Christmas. The playing time started coming out. I just finally started feeling like I was back with the team and in a good routine with them. And then getting a good win down in California, I think, just really sparked it.
10-11 on the season thus far. I believe you're playing 29 games this year, so that means there are eight remaining. Goals for the team the rest of the way?
We are definitely planning on trying to have our best month. That means having the most intensity, the most fun, and just playing our hardest. For us seniors, we know it's our last couple of games, so I think we're ready to bring everything these last eight games to get our team as many wins as possible.
After the season is over, after you graduate come May, what's next for Kayla Brookice?
Right now I'm looking into jobs. I'm looking in some jobs in the health field to see what there is for me, but I guess it's still kind of in God's hands.
I will let you go, and we will enjoy watching over the next 4 weeks or so. Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you.
That's Kayla Brookice. You're listening to KVCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break. We'll be back looking at the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
For the latest on Dort sports news, visit the kdcr.dort.edu website. You'll find scores from recent games, schedules for upcoming games, team rosters, and much more. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Information at your fingertips and on the air at KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
Well, an important win for the Dort College Defender women this evening as I start scratching through the conference standings. And we'll get to those in just a moment. We still need to recap what happened this evening in terms of the digits. Here we go. Mount Marty, 17 of 48 from the floor, 35.4%. 5 of 22 on threes for the Lancers, 22.7%. 15 of 19 on free throws, 78.9%. For the Defenders, 26 of 53 from the floor, 49.1%, 10 of 18 on threes, 55.6%, 7 of 16 on free throws. Coach Craig Steensma alluded to that earlier. Didn't shoot the free throw well this evening, 43.8%. That's actually their poorest shooting mark of the night between field goals, threes, and free throws. Came from the 15-foot line. Dort College was led in scoring tonight by Kira Van Dyke, 21. Danielle Bone had 15. 14 for Jamie Cook. She also had 12 rebounds. Kayla Brookice, 5 points, 4 each for Kim Cruz and Micah Holst. 3 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 2 for Robin Blunt, 1 for Jessica Jelsma for their total of 69. For Mount Marty, Raquel Satera had 13, 10 for Cassidy Gebhart, 9 for Allison DeCam, 7 for Holly Hagee, 7 for Logan Wagner, 5 for Kelsey Schmidt, 2 for Jill Jandrew. She got those late. Cheyenne Lamley had 1. Dort had a 36-29 rebounding advantage. Turnovers dead even at 16 apiece. Jamie Cook, 12 rebounds, as I alluded to, a double-double for the post player from Randolph, Wisconsin. 6 for Kara Van Dyke. 3 each for Kim Cruz, Robin Blunt, and Jasmine Skelhaus. For Mount Marty, 6 rebounds for Raquel Satera. 6 for Cheyenne Lamley. 4 for Holly Hagee. 3 for Cassidy Gebhart. 3 for Kelsey Schmidt. 2 assists for Satera, 3 steals for Wagner for the Lancers. They had 5 steals as a team and 8 assisted baskets out of 17 made. Jamie Cook credited with four assists this evening, two each for Jessica Jelsma and Jasmine Skelhas. Three steals by Danelle Bone, three steals by Robin Blunt, two for Jamie Cook. Dort College had 10 steals and 12 assisted baskets out of 26 made. Once again, our final score, Dort College 69, Mount Marty 54. Dort College held a 34-27 halftime lead, outscored Mount Marty 35-27 in the second half of play. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back, hopefully, with all of the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Before we turn to the page to the men's game, let's take a look at the GPAC women's scores. Everything is in. It was Hastings winning at home tonight over Concordia 78-65. That is a wounded Concordia team right now. Lots of injuries to key personnel. They fall to 10-3 in the conference. Hastings moves up a spot to number 2 with a 10-2 mark now. Dort College over Mount Marty 69-54. Dort College now 4-9 in the conference. Mount Marty slips to 1-11. Their hopes of the postseason are fading. Midland over Doan 72-69. Midland improves to 8-4. They took a step back into the top four in the conference with a win tonight. Doan falls to 3-9. That means Dort College is a half game in front of the Doan Tigers, a game in front in the win column after this evening's women's basketball. It was Morningside upsetting Northwestern in Sioux City in women's play 90-79. Northwestern falls for the first time this evening. Morningside improves to 7-4. Northwestern falls to 10-1, 18-1 overall. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Briarcliff, 81-73. Dakota Wesleyan 7-4. Briarcliff falls to 5-7, two games under 500 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That'll be Dort College's next opponent 1 week from this evening when they travel to the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff in Sioux City. Here then are the standings in women's basketball. Northwestern is 10-1. Hastings is 10-2. Concordia is 10-3. Midland is 8-4. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan are 7-4. There's your separation. Briarcliff is 5-7. Dort College is 4-9. Doan is 3-9. Mount Marty 1-11. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-11. Games this weekend in conference. Hastings is at Briarcliff. Doan is at Mount Marty. Nebraska Wesleyan's at Northwestern. Briarcliff is at Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College hosts Dakota State in non-conference women's and men's basketball play this Saturday afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's the Wireless World post-game wrap. Back with the men's pregame right after this. God.